And a good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome into the Nick Craig Show, streaming live this morning on YouTube, Rumble, and X. Don't forget that you can take the show with you 24/7 on demand by checking out the podcast. It's available in your favorite podcast app. Just search for the Nick Craig Show. Tap that subscribe or follow button. You can also listen online by visiting the website nickcraig.com. Our show this morning is brought to you in part by The Law Group. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com or give them a call, 910-251-6088. Well, we have been following an interesting story this week. On Monday's show, we talked about the pretty big story from Tulsi Gabbard, who, of course, is Tulsi Gabbard, the head of the National Intelligence Agency, DOI, is what she's in charge of. And on Friday, she unclassified about 100 or so pages of information from all the way back at 2015, 2016 about the 2016 election. You'll remember back at the time, there was this great conspiracy that Donald Trump had worked with Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Russian government to get himself elected. This surrounded a hack of the DNC email server in the middle parts of 2016. And for the first 2 years of his presidency, and in some cases, even longer into his first term, you had this discussion at the national level that Donald Trump was an illegitimate president, that he didn't actually win himself. He was installed into the position of president by a foreign adversarial nation, which is what Russia is. Now, if that were to be true, that would be an incredibly serious situation. If Donald Trump had colluded with Vladimir Putin and the Russian government to hack the DNC and to release information that would be detrimental to the Democrats, that would be one of the largest political scandals in American history. But as we have found out in later years, not only was that not true, it was completely manufactured by the Obama administration. And so this dump of documents, these declassification of documents from Tulsi Gabbard late last week, shows unequivocally that the assessments that were being made by the Obama administration at the time were not based in any sort of fact or reality. I would encourage you to go back and listen to Monday's show. The headline on that was the title of that show is Russia Collusion Hoax. I go through the entire process that unfolded in the latter parts of 2016 into the first month or so of 2017 as Trump was about ready to go into office, about to be sworn in as the 45th president of the United States. And the backstory on that, I think, is incredibly important, and you can literally watch day by day how this process unfolded. But the long and the short of it is this. You had the FBI, who had very low confidence, this was their own words, low confidence that Russia was behind the DNC email hack and some of the subsequent information leaks. Low confidence. Other federal entities and agencies saying that there was no evidence to back this up at all, including groups that were hired by the DNC to conduct forensic analysis of the hack. They hired a group called CrowdStrike. You may remember that name back from, it's almost been 9 years at this point. They hired this third-party cybersecurity forensic firm to trace and do some investigations, and even they concluded that there was not any evidence to back up the fact that Russia was the one behind this. They looked at a block of IP addresses and other sort of footprints that were left behind, and were said that, you know, this just looked like run of the mill hacking from groups throughout. In this case, they had specifically looked at Ukraine as an area, noting that there wasn't anything that specifically tied the DNC email hack to anybody. The Obama administration was briefed on the fact that it was low confidence, yet Barack Obama himself publicly stated that Russia was behind it. In late 2016, after the election was already over, and into the first couple of weeks of January of 2017, the President of the United States at the time publicly stated that Russia was behind the DNC email hack and alluded to the fact that that helped Donald Trump become the president in 2016. Again, completely fabricated, completely manufactured. And now you've got this greater discussion that's coming forward due to Tulsi Gabbard releasing this information. The big news that we're tracking this morning is that the Department of Justice has confirmed that it received Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard's criminal referrals related to her bombshell claims that Obama-era officials manufactured and politicized intelligence to create the narrative that Russia was attempting to influence the 2016 presidential election. Gabbard released unclassified documents on Friday that reportedly showed overwhelming evidence that then-President Barack Obama and his national security team laid the groundwork for what would be a years-long Trump-Russia collusion probe after Trump's election win against former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in 2016. Gabbard posted regarding the criminal investigation on her X account, "Their goal was to usurp President Trump and subvert the will of the American people. No matter how powerful, every person involved in this conspiracy must be investigated and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. The integrity of our democratic republic depends on it. We are turning over all documents to the DOJ for criminal referral." Let me just stop and say, I love the fact that Tulsi Gabbard called it a democratic republic. Because that's exactly what it is, right? The left is always screaming about, oh, my democracy. Oh, this democracy, that. We're not a true democracy. We are a democratic republic. That is how our governance system is set up. That's how our elections work. We're a democratic republic. So hat tip to Tulsi Gabbard for actually describing it for what it is. Gabbard, as we went over on Monday, made the media rounds late in the week, last week, earlier this week, talking about these documents, talking about the overwhelming evidence that, again, this was manufactured by the administration. And to just take a couple of steps back, you have to ask yourself, you know, how did we get to this point? Why was it that the Obama administration and James Clapper and other intelligence folks surrounding Obama, why would they go forward with something like this? Why would they go through the process of essentially manufacturing intelligence to claim that the president-elect at the time was working with a foreign entity to commit election interference? And the answer of it is actually a very simple one. There's not really a whole lot of detail you have to go into. Their golden goose in Hillary Clinton, who was anointed to be president of the United States, lost. She was not supposed to lose. I talked about this Monday, but I just want to set the stage one more time. Democrats all over the map did not take Donald Trump seriously in the latter parts of 2015 and through the 2016 presidential election. They wrote him off as a non-serious threat. All of the political polling showed that it was going to be a landslide election win for the former Secretary of State in Hillary Clinton. So nobody took him seriously. Then lo and behold, in the final couple weeks of the election, it seemed like there may have been some thought that, oh, crap, this guy might actually be able to win. But this was probably like 4 to 6 weeks before the election. I mean, at that point, the runway was essentially, you know, they were out of room on the runway. They had months and months to try and construct a plan to make sure Trump didn't win. They didn't do it. They didn't take him seriously enough. And so in this final couple of weeks before the election, when it seemed like, holy crap, this polling might be dead wrong. More and more polls within even the final 2 weeks of the 2016 presidential election showed that Donald Trump was within the margin of error in some of these polls. You know, you go back to the early and summer of 20, early parts and summer of 2016, that didn't look like it was going to be the case at all. and so again, they just didn't take him seriously. And then as you got into the latter parts of the campaign, well, lo and behold, not only did Trump win, but he won in an outstanding landslide. And again, just to show you and set up the narrative at the time, here's the Real Clear Politics average at the election. Some of these polls coming out, you know, November 4th through the 6th, literally the day before the election, and the final result and the final polling average was Hillary Clinton plus 3.2 points. Now, the final spread, Hillary Clinton did end up winning the popular vote, but we don't elect with a popular vote in the United States. Our Democratic Republic, we have an electoral college, and candidates have to win and get to the 270 electoral votes to become the president. Hillary Clinton was unsuccessful in doing that. Donald Trump was. So they didn't take him seriously, and then they had to find a scapegoat. They had to find a way out of the mess that they had created, and they had to find a way to make Donald Trump unsuccessful in everything that he talked about in 2016. So you had these intelligence reports that for months showed little to no confidence that there was any coordination between Donald Trump and the Russian government. There was no evidence to back it up whatsoever. Yet we were told, or yet Obama was telling people publicly, the president of the United States speaking publicly was saying, we believe and we have strong evidence that Donald Trump had colluded with a foreign entity to win. And so now you've got these this potential, you've got at least a referral from DNI to the Department of Justice in a criminal referral. And I mentioned on Monday that we would keep a close eye on this story. Yesterday, President Donald Trump in the White House with the president of the Philippines after announcing a major trade deal with them, another major trade deal with Japan, which we'll get into in a little bit. Trump was, of course, asked about this. As you can imagine, this is a pretty large political story, and this is just one of the clips, and we've got a bunch this morning on how the president responded to this. Here's him in the Oval Office yesterday afternoon.
The witch hunt that you should be talking about is they caught President Obama absolutely cold, Tulsi Gabbard. What they did to this country in 2016, starting in 2016, but going up all the way, going up to 2020 in the election, they tried to rig the election and they got caught, and there should be very severe consequences for that. You know, when we caught Hillary Clinton, I said, you know what, let's not go too far here. It's the ex-wife of a president, and I thought it was sort of terrible, and I let her off the hook, and I'm very happy I did. But it's time to start after what they did to me, and whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. Obama's been caught directly. So people say, oh, you know, a group. It's not a group. It's Obama. His orders are on the paper. The papers are signed. The papers came right out of their office. They sent everything to be highly classified. Well, the highly classified's been released. And what they did in 2016 and in 2020 is very criminal. It's criminal at the highest level. So that's really the things you should be talking.
Whether it's right or wrong, after what they did to me, it's time to go after people. Now, this is an interesting point from the president. Some would call it scorched earth. What they did to me, they raided my house. They, you know, charged him with, what, 100 or so charges, 100 and so felonies over the last couple of years. You've had this scumbag in Letitia James in New York City, who's changing statute of limitations so she can prosecute a former president over benign business records. You've got this clown court in Georgia. This whole thing, this whole charade that the Democrats played out over the last couple of years. And so it brings forth an interesting discussion point. This scorched earth strategy, or this scorched earth thing that you just heard there from the president, after what they did to me, whether it's right or wrong, it's time to go after people. And I'm sure some folks on the right will have a kind of a vitriolic reaction to that. You know, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. That, what does that end up leading to? Well, mutual destruction, sure. But, you know, I'm all in favor of this. This is something that the Democrats need to wrap their head around. I am beyond sick and tired of every single time Democrats are in power, changing the rules of the game. every single time the Democrats are in power, they change how the game is played. Then they lose. And then they complain when you want to play by the same rules. If the Democrats want to weaponize the federal government to go after their political opponents, then why is it not fair game for the right? I mean, that's the question that I think a lot of folks are morally struggling with this morning. And it's a fair thing to struggle with. I would admit myself that it's something that I struggle with. I don't want the federal government to be weaponized. I don't want the political party that is in power to wield the federal government against their political adversaries. I don't want that. I'm not in favor of that. But what do you do when a political party like the Democrats, like the left, have consistently decided that that's how they're going to play the game? And in this case, you've got an actual conspiracy being rolled out by the former president of the United States. You've got an actual conspiracy of manipulating and misleading intelligence information being given to the former president to try and dispel the American public about the guy that's going to be in the Oval Office in less than 2 months. That's very serious. And so when Trump says it's time to go after people, in this case, absolutely. We're not talking about kangaroo courts and business records from the 1980s that some scumbag prosecutor in New York is trying to go after Obama for. Right? That's not what we're talking about. We are talking about a clear and concise cover-up by a previous administration, not only to dissuade the American public, but think about the relationship the harm on the relationship that caused with a major foreign power. Russia is not some random small European country. Russia is an incredible world power. And so when you've got Barack, as Trump says, Barack Obama in the Oval Office signing off on this, setting up this plan, not only does it have an influence and an impact on domestic issues, it's got a huge implication on foreign policy. So Trump says it's time to go after people, and I say abso-freaking-lutely. It's over. You guys got caught red-handed. You got caught manipulating intelligence information to try and blame somebody else besides yourselves over the 2016 presidential election. That part and that portion of this cannot be understated. The only reason that you had Trump-Russia collusion was because Democrats had no other answers as to why they lost in 2016. They could not fathom the idea that the American people rejected a very unpopular candidate in Hillary Clinton. They could not fathom that Donald Trump was able to speak to middle-class Americans, really get into the hearts of the American public, and convince them that the federal government was not working for them. That was the whole message of Donald Trump. I'm a political outsider. I'm a very successful and very wealthy businessman. I'm a political outsider. I'm going to get in there and change government. That was the message, the Make America Great Again message that Trump had through 2015 and 2016. Democrats laughed it off. They believe the American people are stupid. Then they lost, and they needed to find some way to point the finger at someone else and some way to put a black eye on the incoming administration. And that's exactly why this unfolded the way that it did. Once again, Democrats, and this is a problem right now. I mean, the craziest part in all of this is it hasn't changed since 2016. It's literally the same situation right now. They are incapable of inward reflection. They are incapable of looking at their ideas, looking at their policies, looking at their platforms and saying, why is this not working? Why did the American people reject this? I mean, just look at the November election back, 8 months ago? Just go look at that as the most recent example. If you ask a Democrat why Kamala Harris lost, they're not going to give you any answers. They'll claim, it's because she wasn't white. She's a woman. Republicans and the United States public hate women. That's why they will refuse to elect a woman to be president. That's what they'll claim. They won't, of course, they won't dive into, the economic disaster that Harris oversaw as the vice president. They won't talk about the disastrous immigration and border policies that Kamala Harris was single-handedly in charge of as the anointed border czar by her colleague and President Joe Biden. They won't discuss any of that. They'll say, race, gender, always having to find a scapegoat because the solution that they have to problems suck. I mean, it's just that, plain and simple. They don't have any good ideas. They don't have any good narratives. They don't have any good policies. They believe, you know, transgender LGBTQ story hour or Pride Month in your local school or your local library, that's a winning policy message. They believe that having men competing in female sports is a successful policy strategy and platform for their party. They think that they're going to win over the hearts and minds of the American public running with that as an issue. Even though we know that those are 80-20 political issues that they are, of course, on the wrong side of history on. But no ability to inward reflect. No ability to say, we need to transition. No pun intended. We need to adjust our policies, adjust our platforms, and actually speak to the American public. So as a result, both in 2016 and once again in 2024, they have to find somebody to blame. And in the case of 2016, they used Russia as the scapegoat for this. Back to the Oval Office, more with President Donald Trump yesterday being asked a litany of questions. Again, the most accessible president in modern history hosts these press gaggles almost every single day where reporters are launching a litany of questions. And unlike Joe Biden, who shuffles his way off the stage, whether you like the answer or not, whether you think it's a good answer or not, the president does speak to the media. Here's a follow-up from another reporter.
Tulsi Gabbard has submitted a criminal referral to the Department of Justice. From your perspective, who should the DOJ target as part of their investigation? What specific figures in the Obama administration?
Well, based on what I read, and I read pretty much what you read, it would be President Obama. He started it. And Biden was there with him. And Comey was there. And Clapper, the whole group was there. Brennan, they were all there in a room. Right here, this was the room. This is much more beautiful than it was then, but that's okay. I have nice pictures up. They came out of the vaults. They were in there for 100 years. This is much more beautiful. We have the Declaration of Independence now in the room, which wasn't here. I guess people didn't feel too good about putting it here, but I do. But you know what? If you look at those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. It wasn't lots of people all over the place. It was them too. But the leader of the gang was President Obama. Barack Hussein Obama, have you heard of him? And except for the fact that he gets shielded by the press for his entire life, that's the one they... Look, he's guilty. It's not a question. You know, I like to say, let's give it time. It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it.
So there's the president saying, you know, it's flat out treason. We've got the documents to back it up. We've got the paperwork to back it up. It's insane. It's all there. It's all in plain sight. The intelligence reports say low confidence, low confidence, low confidence, low confidence, or no confidence at all. And then you've got the president of the United States and his gaggle of James Comey and Jake Clapper and Brennan and all these other clowns just coming out and not telling him that. Or manufacturing things to make it seem like, oh yeah, the intelligence communities, right? The three-letter agencies, the same intelligence communities and all of these, you know, ex-officials, right? What was that letter that the New York Times had? 150 intelligence officials sign a letter saying that it was Russia that was responsible for it. All of it's wrong. 150 intelligence officials were dead wrong. There's no evidence to back it up. And as we sit here in the middle of 2025, not only is there no evidence, there was never any evidence. As I mentioned on Monday, you and I, right, politically astute individuals on the right, we knew from day one that this was complete and total BS. We knew from early on in this discussion that there was no collusion because there was no evidence. If Donald Trump had been working with the Russian government to get elected, there would be a phone call, there would be emails, there would be text messages, there would be some evidence that the Trump administration was working with a foreign adversary, something. How can you collude with another major foreign country and there not be any evidence of it whatsoever? I mean, how can you construct this grand coup to overthrow the United States government by installing Donald Trump and there's no evidence of it? How can that be possible? Somebody would have had to speak to somebody at some point to make it happen. There would have had to have been ongoing dialogue to set the wheels in motion, to make this thing happen, to coordinate things being released, right? All of this would have to be true if you were under the mindset that Trump colluded with Russia. Yet, as we sit here almost a decade later, there's no evidence, no phone calls, no text messages, no emails, no smoke signals, no ham radio broadcasts, no encrypted, literally nothing, none, zero evidence. Yet that did not stop the highly astute so-called intelligence agencies from instructing Barack Obama and working with Barack Obama to push this narrative forward and publicly talk about it. We've got some commentary coming in on our Rumble live chat this morning. John says you can't manipulate intelligence if you are simply fabricating a lie to take down your opponent. The two are not the same thing. They took a lie and called it intelligence. No question about it. And, you know, in the early days of this, when the FBI says there's, you know, little to no confidence that this came from Russia, you know, I think it's a fair point to bring up. Is that a complete lie or is it complete and total manipulation to then say, oh, no, this is actual intelligence? And then magically, out of nowhere, with no evidence that Tulsi Gabbard was able to bring forward, the low confidence that Russia was behind this magically transformed into high confidence with no supporting evidence and no supporting documentation. How do you go from low to no, little confidence to, oh yeah, these guys are responsible without any additional evidence? It's unfortunately very clear. It's unfortunately very obvious how you got to that point. It was there to construct a narrative. It was there to construct a conspiracy that Donald Trump was in fact responsible for these actions. That Donald Trump was responsible in colluding with a foreign entity to change and to essentially overthrow the United States government. I mean, that's what this is. If you had Russia influencing U.S. elections and installing somebody, that would be a foreign entity overthrowing our democratic republic and installing somebody that they believe would be the best person possible. That is an incredibly damning accusation. That has never happened in United States history. That would be the largest political story that has ever happened. I mean, I guess minus the founding of our country, it blows Watergate and every other, the Panama Papers and everything else out of the water. It would be the single largest conspiracy ever perpetrated against the United States. Full send. No, nothing else to compare it to. Yet you would assume if that was true, which of course Democrats did, they turned and made Trump's first presidential term complete and total hell over Russia collusion. Oh, Trump's a Russian agent. And if you support Trump, you're a puppet of Vladimir Putin. You're a puppet of Russia. And it, you know, even continues today. You've got Donald Trump, you know, standing on a tarmac talking to reporters about how pissed off he is with Russia. Yet you turn on MSNBC and CNN and they're like, oh, you know, Donald Trump really cozying up next to Vladimir Putin. Donald Trump cozying up with his good buddy in Vladimir Putin. Trump publicly states he's beyond pissed off that Russia is unwilling to come to the negotiating table over the Ukrainian war. And the media still runs with this narrative that Trump is best friends with Vladimir Putin. I mean, these people are delusional. These people are absolutely insane. They're political operatives of the left, and they will do anything in their power to make it seem like Donald Trump is illegitimate and that he is working with a foreign entity. again, of which there is no evidence. I can't understate that point. There is no evidence. There is no data. There are no emails. There are no exchanges. There's nothing to back it up. Yet, if you asked a majority of Democrats, oh, is Donald Trump cozying up to Vladimir Putin? They'd say yes. Because the media has beat that into their brain for the last 10 freaking years. The media has gone on a full-out assault against President Donald Trump and the Russian president, even though there's nothing to back up the claim. They impeached him over it. But don't worry. Intelligence officials who weren't working with any sort of actual evidence miraculously all of a sudden believe that there's high confidence that Russia was behind the hack of the Democratic National Committee. That laid out the groundwork for what would go on to be a pretty tumultuous time, I would argue, in American politics. I've got some more clips from President Trump. Somebody from the Obama team, I guess he still has a team, has responded to some of the commentary there from President Donald Trump. We'll get into those details coming up here in just a few minutes. Before that, I want to tell you about the Law Group. When legal challenges arise, no matter what they are, make sure you put your trust in the Law Group right here in Wilmington. For over 20 years, their experienced attorneys have provided high-quality, affordable legal services across Eastern North Carolina. Whether you're facing a divorce, navigating real estate transactions, or maybe you're in a position where you need strong criminal defense, the Law Group has your back. Their dedicated team ensures your questions are answered and issues are resolved promptly. Great news, folks. They're located in downtown Wilmington and just a phone call away at 910-251-6088, or you can visit their website, lawgroupnc.com. Give them a call, 910-251-6088, or they've got a great website over at lawgroupnc.com. Not only can you view a bio and description of all of their attorneys and look at their experience, but they've got a great blog on there that discusses a litany of legal issues that you might be dealing with and advice. All of that available on their website, lawgroupnc.com. The Law Group, experience and dedication you can rely on. We cannot thank the Law Group enough and appreciate their support of the Nick Craig Show. All right, we'll continue the discussion. A criminal referral from Tulsi Gabbard to the Department of Justice over the complete and total sham that was the Trump-Russia collusion hoax from 2016. We'll get into those details coming up after this as the Nick Craig Show rolls on live this Wednesday morning, streaming on YouTube, Rumble, and X, and 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts. And good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome back to the Nick Craig Show. Thanks for spending some time with us. Before we continue this morning, I'm going to be rolling out a new daily email that is going to include some news, both a local, state, and federal news, kind of a morning brief, a morning summary of everything that is going on. That is going to start going out hopefully tomorrow, if not Friday, and it's going to be available for folks that are subscribed. You can head on over to the website. It's nickcraig.com. You'll see a link here in the bottom left. Get daily NC headlines and podcast episodes. That is going to start hopefully tomorrow. All of that available. Just go in there, subscribe, type in your email address. It's completely free, and you'll get that daily email delivered around 6:30 every morning. It's going to be a part of as we continue to grow our audience and grow our information tree here. All of that available. Just head on over to the website, nickcraig.com, and make sure you put your email in there. Subscribe to those daily updates. That's going to be starting tomorrow, and a great way to continue to grow the show and provide broader information here across southeastern North Carolina and the state as a whole. So again, the big political story this morning, or one of the big political stories, there are many, are these 100 documents-ish that were declassified by Tulsi Gabbard on Friday, showing that the Obama administration and President Barack Obama himself was part of a grand conspiracy to make up and completely construct a narrative that Donald Trump was working in conjunction with Vladimir Putin and the Russian government to get elected. That he was working with a foreign adversarial entity to win the White House in 2016. Wasn't because of Hillary Clinton and the Democrats' terrible idea. It wasn't because Hillary Clinton's an incredibly unlikable character and the vast majority of the American people just despise her for a variety of well-crafted reasons. So they had to point the blame. They had to pin the blame on someone else, point the finger at somebody, and they chose Russia, who, you know, as you look back at history, you look back at the Soviet Union, the United States for the longest time was always pointing the finger at Russia for a variety of issues. And it seemed like, I guess, at the point at the time that it was a good idea going forward. So now you've got the president yesterday in the Oval Office talking about how it's time to go after these people, claiming that Barack, as he says, Barack Hussein Obama is guilty. He's guilty of treason. And the hits just keep on coming here with Trump back to the Oval Office yesterday morning.
No, we caught Hillary Clinton, we caught Barack Hussein Obama. They're the ones, and then you have many, many people under them. Susan Rice, they're all there. The names are all there. And I guess they figured they're gonna put this in classified information and nobody will ever see it again, but it doesn't work that way. And it's the most unbelievable thing I think I've ever read. So you ought to take a look at that and stop talking about nonsense, because this is big stuff. Never has a thing like this happened in the history of our country. And by the way, it morphed into the 2020 race, and the 2020 race was rigged, and it was a rigged election. And because it was rigged, we have millions of people in our country. We had inflation. We solved the inflation problem. But millions and millions of people came into our country because of that. And people that shouldn't have been, people from gangs and from jails and from mental institutions.
So there's the president once again in the Oval Office, continuing as the media was asking him a variety of questions about this. And again, I just want to go back to this concept of, you know, does it make sense for DNI to send this criminal referral? You've got the president saying, you know, after what they did to me, it's time to go after people. I'm hard pressed to argue that is not a good idea at this point, right? Because unlike the left, we're not talking about manufacturing a story. We're not talking about changing the statute of limitation to go after somebody like Barack Obama and James Comey and Clapper and all of these other folks. We're talking about now declassified documents that show that those in the intelligence community were responsible in concocting a narrative, in some cases completely manufacturing intelligence to prop up a narrative that Donald Trump was not a legitimate president and was installed by a foreign entity. And so the question of, is this political retaliation? I don't think it's retaliation. I mean, when you find out, when documents are declassified and the public is able to read and get the information as to what was going on in the latter days of 2016 and the first couple of weeks of 2017, I would not describe that as retaliation. I would not describe that as political retribution, which is exactly how the left is going to deal with this, right? And they will, of course, use this next time that they're in power to justify continuing the assault on those on the conservative side of the aisle. And so I've seen some differing opinions on this on the conservative side of the aisle. You know, this happened in the past. There's no reason to drag this out. There's no reason to bring this forward. You know, it sucks. It happened, but we just need to move on. And, you know, I'm just kind of done with that. I mean, just, you know, thinking of this, like, you know, personally, how I deal with this, you know, I'm just sick of every single time that we get an opportunity to go after the left for things that they are absolutely guilty of. And we're told that, you know, we need to take the high road. Oh, you know, the left goes low. We have to be higher than them. We can't be in the dirt. We can't be in the mud. And I'm just at the point where I say to hell with that. If, in fact, Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, James Clapper, James Comey, and the rest of these folks are responsible for manufacturing intelligence and then publicly stating that a foreign entity was responsible for the 2016 election results, and that's all true, which according to Tulsi Gabbard, according to DNI, and according to the now 100 declassified documents, if all of that is true, why not? We know that the next time that the left gets into political power, which you know could happen as soon as 2028, they will, of course, continue their assault on Republicans and conservatives. We know that they will continue to wield the federal government to go after their political enemies. They have already stated so publicly, and they have made it clear that that's how they are going to operate. That is the new game plan that the left is playing by. And so while I'm not in favor of weaponizing the federal government, I am in favor of holding individuals accountable. And if the Department of Justice determines that there is enough evidence that people in the Obama administration manufactured intelligence to mislead the American public and on the national stage harm relations with a foreign adversary all because of their own political miscalculations, that is absolutely something that needs to be prosecuted. That is absolutely a case where it's time to go after the individuals responsible for that. Not only did it have a huge impact on the United States, but it absolutely hurt our relationship with Russia. Of course it would. I mean, if you're accused of doing something on the national stage by the president of the United States and you had nothing to do with it, you can imagine that that would sour a relationship. You can imagine that that would cause the entity that's being talked about to say, what the hell with these people? Why are we being accused of this? We didn't hack the DNC. We didn't release emails. We didn't work with Donald Trump to get him elected. That absolutely tarnishes, or at least in some respects, hurts that relationship, as you would expect it to, because it's a very serious accusation and a very serious claim. So if Donald Trump and the Department of Justice has enough evidence to actually go forth with criminal prosecution, I'm all for it. It's time for the left to be held responsible for the things that they do. And that's not political retribution. That's not political retaliation. It's called accountability. The left doesn't like accountability. That's the fact of the matter. But it's time to hold individuals responsible for the things that they do. You've heard me say it 1,000 times if you've been following me for any period of time back on the radio. Actions have consequences. And if what we've seen from DNI over the last couple of days is true, which, again, these are declassified documents, there's nobody coming forward and no evidence to support that Tulsi Gabbard manufactured these documents or made them up out of thin air to weaponize the Department of Justice against Barack Obama. With none of that coming forward, I have nothing else to believe but what Tulsi Gabbard is saying and what the declassified documents show. Which, again, if you missed any of that, I would highly encourage you to check out Monday's podcast, where I spend over an hour walking through the entire timeline of what was going on, what the intelligence reports were, and what the Obama administration was actually saying and doing. Right? That's an important part of this story. That's an important part of this narrative. So you had Trump yesterday saying that Barack Obama committed treason, that it's time to go after these people for what they did. And we actually got a response, which is surprising. Former President Barack Obama's office responded to these comments yesterday, saying, quote, out of respect for the office of the presidency, of course, right? Don't you love that? Out of the respect of the office of the presidency, this is the same guy that is being accused of manufacturing a Russia collusion election narrative. But in the first sentence of his statement says, out of respect of the office of the presidency. If Barack Obama had respect for the office of the presidency, then he wouldn't have used his intelligence communities to manufacture a report. He wouldn't have used his intelligence communities to manufacture a narrative that Russia was involved in the 2016 election. So right off the bat, you can tell that this statement from Barack Obama is complete and total bullshit. Out of the respect for the office of the presidency, our office does not normally dignify the constant nonsense and misinformation flowing out of the White House. but these claims are outrageous enough to merit one. These bizarre allegations are ridiculous and a weak attempt at distraction. Interesting. So, you have respect for the office of the presidency, but you're saying that there's constant nonsense and misinformation flowing out. I thought you guys were all in favor of, like, protecting democracy, right? Not your, like, your big thing. So why is the office of former President Barack Obama not speaking constantly about what's going on in the White House? Again, we need to protect the democracy, right? I mean, no kings and all of this other stuff that's going on the left. Why are you sitting silent while this administration, the Trump administration, is pumping out constant nonsense and misinformation? I would argue that you have that you not only have a right, but you absolutely need to continue to attack this administration if you're trying to protect the democracy. If you're trying to protect the authoritarian, the dictator that you believe currently is holding the Oval Office, right? Why would you sit silent? You're just allowing this guy to take over the country? You're allowing this guy to destroy the fabric of America? I'm talking about Donald Trump. This is what the left thinks. So why are they okay that Barack Hussein Obama is sitting silent while Donald Trump is destroying America? They're just going to sit silent? Obviously, he's not that big of a threat if Barack Obama's got nothing to say about it. And we don't normally dignify things coming out of the White House. Pick a freaking lane. Is Trump destroying the fabric of America, or is he just another president that you don't like? Pick a lane, guys. You gotta pick a lane. You gotta choose. You can't do it both ways. So the statement, so that's the statement from the Obama administration yesterday. They are outrageous enough to merit one. Bizarre allegations. They're ridiculous and a weak attempt at a distraction. Okay. So that's what's going on. And of course, this NBC News article where I'm reading it from says the Obama administration, however, never claimed that Russia's cyber attacks impacted election results. Obama said from the White House days after receiving the report, quote, I can assure the public that there was not the kind of tampering with the voting process that was a concern. The votes were cast and were counted. They were counted appropriately. That's how they're now justifying this. Well, Obama didn't say that voting machines were hacked. No, that's not what the allegations are at all. Barack Obama publicly stated as the president of the United States that the Russian government helped get Donald Trump elected. That's what he said. Now, of course, they're going to try and change the narrative and walk it back and say, oh, well, you know, he didn't actually say that like votes were changed. That was never the allegation. Nobody ever accused Russia of hacking voting machines to change election results. That was never part of the discussion. The claim was that they hacked the Democratic National Committee and released damning information about the Democrats, surprise, surprise, to influence the election. So that you can already see the narrative, and NBC News puts it right in there. They, of course, have no shame. Puts it right in the right in their article about how they see this process unfolding and how they will switch this up now. And I'm sure that there'll be plenty of clips, plenty of different stories about how this is not true and how this is not that's not what we said, so on and so forth. So that's the response from Obama. Now, what exactly happens here? I'm not immediately sure. I mean, this is the timeline I see kind of folding out like this. The Department of Justice now has the criminal referral from DNI. That's the group that Tulsi Gabbard is the head of. So they've got the criminal referral. What the DOJ does with that is essentially remaining unknown at this point. There's a variety of different things that they could do. There's plenty of different avenues and plenty of different ways that they can go through this process. We're just not immediately sure what that's going to be. Now, should this happen? Should something like this go forward? Well, you know, some people think so. Some people do not. I caught this clip of Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox News last night. He's got an interesting take on this about potentially Obama being charged for treason, so on and so forth. Let's hear what old Lindsey Graham has to say.
Does that rise to the level of treason?
Treason is a specific crime in our Constitution. I'm not here to try Obama. I'm here to say that to ask questions about this is very much appropriate. What they did to Carter Page was outrageous. The Mueller investigation was one of the saddest chapters in American history, where Mueller tried to create a storyline that President Trump was actually working with the Russians. The people that were working with Russians were Christopher Steele getting a Russian subsource, using that information to get a warrant against American citizen, and it was all BS. So why did Obama say, I don't like this assessment, you need to go look at it again, and why did it change? And you know, in the liberal world, you can't ask these questions. You're a joke, you're a clown, if you try to ask questions about abuse of power on their watch. Well, we're not gonna be deterred. Mike Johnson's right. And to the United States Senate and Republicans, hands, we should look at this too.
So there's Lindsey Graham's commentary on Fox News yesterday, talking about, you know, how he's not going to get into the portion of whether or not this is treason. But again, commenting on, you know, we're going to investigate, we're going to look into these details, we're going to figure out exactly, you know, what was going on there. Here is Representative, this is Jim Jordan and former Congressman Mark Harris on Fox News. I think this was last night or two nights ago, talking about the same thing. Take a listen.
Right. And it all started back in 2016. And it wasn't just to keep him from winning the election in 2016. It was to undermine his presidency after he had already won. I want you to think of three dates in the interim between Election Day and Inauguration Day back in 2016, 2017. December 9th, Obama calls a meeting in the White House. All the intelligence community is there, plus the Justice Department. You got Lynch, you got Comey, you got Clapper, you got Brennan. They're all there. Obama says, we're not going to go with the intelligence community assessment. We're going to put that on hold, and they put together a new one. 3.5 weeks later, January 3rd, Chuck Schumer's on one of the Sunday shows, and he says, if you mess with the intelligence community, talking to President-elect Donald Trump, if you mess with the intelligence community, they have 6 ways from Sunday to get back at you. 3 days later, Sean, 3 days later, January 6th, at Trump Tower, the intelligence community, Comey, Brennan, Clapper, go up there to give President Trump what he believes is the defensive briefing all incoming presidents get. So he's expecting just the normal briefing. Instead, it's a setup. They go up there and brief him, and then they tell him about the dossier that they already know is false. And then it gets leaked to the press, and thereby given it credibility when the press reports that Jim Comey, FBI director, briefed Donald Trump on the Russian dossier. It was all garbage, but it was all designed to undermine. This is where it began. The whole weaponization of government began here. And to your first point, Sean, you're right. We had figured this out several years ago, and we're covering this, and the only thing we had wrong was it was worse than we thought. That's the only thing we get wrong when we dig into these investigations. It's always worse than we thought.
There you go. There's Jim Jordan making his stance pretty clear. We've got some more commentary coming in on our Rumble live chat this morning. I bet you all $1 Obama doesn't get in any trouble. It's unfortunate, but likely. You know, it does often seem that nothing comes of a lot of these things. Maybe this time is different. Another comment coming in, it's about time the truth comes out. It's time to see if President Trump will be successful bringing down the deep state. If not, we'll never have a government for the people of the United States. Yeah, there's a lot that rides on this. I don't know how quickly this is going to happen. I don't know if this is something that's going to happen. You know, it could happen in the next couple of weeks, could take a couple of months. Not exactly sure, but it's going to be a very interesting story to follow. Going to be interesting to see as the political pressure continues to ratchet up. Trump's making very bold claims in the White House. You've got Obama through a spokeshole press person responding to those allegations. This is going to be a very interesting thing to watch play out. We'll keep an eye on the details right here on the Nick Craig Show. Once again, we are starting a new daily morning email brief. It's going to go out around 6 o'clock in the morning. Head on over to the website, nickcraig.com. In the bottom left-hand corner, you'll see Get Daily North Carolina headlines and podcast episodes. Throw your email address in there and you'll get that email every morning. It's going to be called The Morning Line, and it's going to have a summary of what's coming up on the show for the day, weather, some top stories across the region, state, and nationally. A lot of very interesting stuff coming forward with that. You can subscribe for free by visiting the website this morning, nickcraig.com. Well, that's going to do it for a Wednesday edition of the Nick Craig Show. Thanks to the Law Group here in Wilmington for their continued support. Visit them online at lawgroupnc.com or give them a call at 910-251-6088. Thanks to all of our great Patreons. You can become a member of that at patreon.com/Nick Craig. We're back tomorrow right here on the Nick Craig Show, streaming live, YouTube, Rumble, and X, and 24/7, wherever you get your podcasts.